Tick, tick, tick. Now I see. Okay, well, this is Wednesday, April the 12th, and we've seen an exciting game. League One Ontario, this was the opening kickoff. A game all to itself, drawing maybe 500 people for Vaughan Azzurri. And they had a 2-2 tie with North Toronto Nitros. These were both playoff teams from last season. But what's new, the Vaughan lineup, and we have a new head coach, Sergio DeLuca, has coached with Vaughan at their younger age groups, but now he's taken over head coach. And let's get some comments about what he thought about tonight's game.
Thank you. You know what? Maybe the 2-2 draw is something that we weren't expecting. Obviously, we wanted to come in with a win. You know, we had a little bit of a rocky start with conceding that PK early on. You know, a little bit of sloppiness from us from the build-up. I think that properly defines our possession in general. Tonight was a little bit loose, a little bit sloppy at times, especially with the caliber of players that we had. You know, nonetheless, we still came back and scored two fantastic individual goals from Omar. And then, you know, again, we have to revisit that PK. I thought we were a little bit unlucky to concede the PK. Then, you know, going into half 2-2, we knew we had to come out with a different mentality. We wanted to go out and win it. And we started off strong and we had our moments. And, you know, we had an opportunity at the end of the game to finish the game off 3-2. But, you know, it ended the way it is. And, you know, we just got to build on from there.
So. Well, still undefeated from last season.
Yes.
Must be quite a burden, though. So, well, he didn't lose tonight, so it keeps the streak going. Now, there was a reason this game was actually moved up a day. I mean, sure, it's great to have the defending champs play for the most media exposure, but you folks have been drawn to travel to Montreal and play the MLS team. Because you think, oh, come on, they're two levels above you, but they've had a 5-0 loss and 4-0 loss last week, so there's still a chance. What are you setting the players up for?
Our job is to go in there and put in a good performance.
Right.
That's, you know, obviously we're not going to go there and set an expectation because at the end of the day, we are playing an MLS squad, and, you know, they are full-time pro players. So for us, we have a game plan put in place. We want to go there. And we want to put on a good display, put a good effort, and then we take it from there what the result's going to be.
Yeah, could be. You know, you need rain or the wind like tonight to blow things off course, I think. Yeah, right. But what did you feel, wasn't it? I mean, it was, I guess, before you took this position, but ironic that Vaughan was thrown into the away fishbowl, and they traveled to Montreal, and then meanwhile Halifax, Ottawa said, we can't host, and they tucked themselves into the York game like at 5 p.m. with possibly 100 fans. You know, can't do it. No use pulling your hair out or what?
Well, I mean, so the question was, why was Halifax?
Well, no, I guess we know why, but it's just that, you know, if it could be done again, that you guys could host, not here, but that, you know, York was available after all.
Yeah, I think it was a financial decision at the end of the day for us not to be able to host. Obviously, being an amateur club and having to host a team with that much responsibility in the Canadian Championships, we don't have the financial resources at the time.
Yeah, so. Actually, that's true, because they're going to have to pay a rent. Sure, I'm sure they get it siphoned back through One Soccer or something like that. Well, anyway, well, good luck with that. But let's move on to the number of players you had. Of course, you're new as the coach, but they had the previous coach and the men's team, the women's team. We had three Vaughan players end up at HFX. They're even calling them the Vaughanderers now. But yet you were able to bring in, like, I counted at least six, or might be seven, even more, folks who have CPL experience. How do you just, like, Rolodex of getting these players back.
Well, I mean, the main person responsible for that is Carmen Isacco, right? So the co-head coach as well. I mean, he's well connected in the Canadian soccer scene, and he's, you know, all these players that have come back have at one point passed through him or passed through us during their career.
Yes.
So. You know, some of them are, whether they're at the end of the career or just looking to stop by for the next opportunity, you know, they always look at Vaughan as their second home. So we were lucky enough to be able to bring in these guys.
Exactly. Long memories. Welcome home, yeah. Now, do you still... a lot of the teams in this league have associations with schools. You have, I guess, because Carm, we know, is the Austral, the coach of York.
Correct.
Do you have anyone that you can surprise us on the roster that's coming forward, or your team's pretty well set?
No, I mean, we got some good young players. We got Sammy, who was unfortunately ineligible tonight because of an ITC situation, playing pro in Uganda, who was formerly with North York Academy and is currently with Vaughan's York team. We have central midfielder Isaac Ridberry, who's also a very young, exciting player, also with York. So, you know, there's a few surprises that throughout the season as well, and this year as well, we're gonna have many returning NCAA players. They're gonna come back. I mean, we have Josh Belews, who played tonight, who's just transferred to Syracuse actually, which is great. But we have a couple of guys that are playing currently in university that are gonna come back, and we're gonna play them. We're gonna put them in the lineup. Right?
Okay, great. Well, we'll be watching this as the season goes by, and.
Yep.
Otherwise, it was great talking to the brand new coach, Serge DeLuca. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
There.
See,
yes.
Yeah. I think I've... Oh, all the other coaches, if I said... Oops, there we go.